Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Sue, how's that popcorn treat?
It's really good. Thank you.
It is probably good. I have a story to share with you about the Holly Berry Baking Company. So, first of all, this is shameful, but I was not familiar with the Holly Berry Baking Company until very recently. And Sue, you say they've been around for a while, right?
Yeah, I think I remember eating cookies from her in the early 2000s.
Well, we're going to find out a little bit more, but let me share the story. So when I started this show, and some of the timeline might be off just because the last few weeks has been crazy, but you know, I took a week off. I was in Mexico. So I think when I came back, because I really wasn't here, there was this box. And by the way, the box is beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's really
a
nice
wood box that has the logo on it, and it slides open. And inside of this box, so I picked it up in a hurry, I think maybe even after my first show on that Monday last week, and I bring it home, and I opened it up, and this is what's embarrassing. I didn't even really know who sent it to me, because I think
Holly Berry wasn't a giveaway.
Well, but, okay, fair enough, but I wasn't sure if somebody else had sent it.
Oh, that's fair.
Because I'm not very smart, what I was really interested in, I thought, well, maybe it's from, I knew where it was from, then I didn't know if someone had sent it. And I think maybe I looked for a card or something, but I was more interested on what was inside. And let me bring Dennis into the mix here because we invited Dennis Callier. Dennis, is that how you pronounce your name, hopefully?
Absolutely.
How are you? Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon. So here I am. And did you get my email, by the way? I sent an email, but it wasn't
too... Okay. I got the email, I think, the day before you sent it to the general mailbox.
Right. So in the email, I said, look, I feel stupid because I was digging through this and polishing this off last night, the cookies and some of the amazing things that are in there. And then I finally find the card that you had dropped, you know, in the box. And I guess maybe I buried it because I was more interested in the sugar. And it said, Mark, congrats on your move to my favorite radio station. I won't have to change stations after Annie Fry. You're awesome. And we at Callier's wish you the best. And the very best, sincerely, Dennis Callier. So thank you so much, first of all, for thinking of me. But beyond that, what was in that box, and I made this clear in the email, I'm no AAA, AA, single A player when it comes to baked goods. I run with the major league players. I take this very seriously. So there was no sharing with my family, with my daughter. My wife doesn't like sweets. I devoured that entire box of, except for the popcorn.
I was going to say, all I got was the popcorn.
It's not I have anything against popcorn, but that was the only thing that was left, and I wanted to bring the box in today so they could see the beautiful box. So it's all in my belly.
It's good.
Awesome.
And I told him, too, the other thing I said was there was a lemon cookie in there. I don't even think I like lemon cookies that much, but this thing was incredible. Is that what it was? Was it like a lemon...
It's called the Lemon Heaven. Yeah, and that's one of our favorite ones, and it's one of our customers' favorite cookies.
I was blown away by it, but everything in there was so good, and of course it was gooey butter cake.
Wait, what'd you say, Lemon
thank
Heaven?
You so much. Lemon Heaven.
Lemon Heaven.
Well, tell me, because I don't, you know, I'm ashamed because there was last night, I'm looking at this, I'm like, where? I think mainly my brain kicked in last night to say, where the hell did I get all this deliciousness? And I finally looked at the card, and I wanted to thank you because it was really great, and I really appreciate it. So thank you so much. But tell me, because I'm not familiar with Holly Berry, tell me a little bit about the company.
Okay, well, we have two companies under the same roof with totally different lines and very distinctive products. And the two teams that are working in the same kitchen to produce the food for both companies. And the fact that we have them there, I think the people are very excited and very competitive with each other. And it's been a real benefit for both companies. We've learned from each other, and you know, going through COVID's been a real test for anybody that's in the food service business. It's been over a year now, almost a year to the date when everything shut down. But it's so exciting to be coming out of it now. And both companies have the same great service. We pride ourselves a lot on service.
Dennis, I'm sorry. Dennis, what are the two companies? Do you have a baking and a catering? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually Holly Berry Baking and Catering and Callier's Catering. We purchased Holly Berry in January of 2020, the COVID year.
Oh, wow.
And it was a great brand, and we wanted the brand, and they also had a beautiful kitchen in Warson Woods. So we liked their kitchen better than our kitchen. So basically we moved the Callier's kitchen from Baldwin to Warson Woods.
So is it a place where I can go, because I just don't know this, can I go and buy sweets and delicious baked goods at a store or not?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Corporate catering is not going to come back quite to the level that it has been in the past. Mm. And to that end, we decided to expand the Holly Berry gift line and baking, the baking goods. We haven't as yet decided whether we're going to put a storefront in or not, but we are working on our website to make it a national website where you can actually purchase our products and our gifts and send them anywhere across the country.
If I go on about this anymore, I'm going to have to charge you, you know, and bill you for the commercial. But this is sincere. So I used to represent a place for my movie segments on KMOX for years. You may have heard it, Poption's Popcorn. They're in Plaza Frontenac. And I love it. It was gourmet popcorn. It was delicious. You put chocolate, Bissinger's chocolate in there. And it was my absolute go-to gift for people if I wanted to thank someone across the country. Yes. If someone did something nice for me with concert tickets or whatever, I would send them a tin of Poption's Popcorn. And I've been kind of searching for something because I like to thank people. And this, what you sent in this box is just absolutely amazing. So I'm going to keep that in mind. But I can order that now online?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Dennis, congratulations on delicious baked goods, first and foremost. And what you said about the catering industry is taken to heart because I didn't even think about the catering industry, and that certainly has been probably devastated and is not going to come back quite as quickly as some of these other things.
That's true. Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
I was so excited to get on your show because I love listening to you, and I think you're a straight shooter, and it's a good place for me. 97.1 is a good place for me to go and get what I would consider non-biased news, and you're just and you got Sue stayed with you on this show. Anyway, so I'm ecstatic. It was a happy day when I heard you came over. So.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me. It really does. And I think we're going to go through some growing pains here as I get used to the studio and everything. But I'm very excited about it. So thank you so much, and thank you for the treats a few weeks ago.
Well,
sorry it took me so long to reach out.
No, we appreciate what you're doing.
All right, Dennis. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Well, that was nice. Now, how nice was he?
Very nice. I wish I would. Now I feel a little guilty not sharing more of the food, but I'm telling you, I went through this night after night. I kept looking in there, and the gooey butter. I'm not even a big gooey butter cake guy, but theirs was delicious.
Because it's good. Okay, here's what's fun.
The way, the box could be a good stash box for anyone interested,
really good
too. I don't know if Dennis would push that, but it would be.
When he said he bought it, I think I had cookies from the original Holly Berry. That really was a person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the fact that he bought it. So it's just a cool story. It's local.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it, too. So I was really, and I love sweets and baked goods. And do you guys remember Pop?
So do we,
if
you want to share.
Well, I will. From now on, I will promise you to share. But it was one of those situations where
you didn't know what was going on.
I didn't even know what was in there. And I will tell you this when it comes to sharing. I don't have an issue with sharing, but when it comes to sweets, yeah, that's where I kind of back
that's
off.
That's where you get the thing.
I'm going to say that is mine. That's like fair. I said, I didn't even, you know, share with my daughter because that's how selfish I was. All right, this is not, I'm just going to tell you right now, this is not the easiest segue in the world, what I'm about to do, but it is what it is.
Gotta just
and it's
go
a
for
Friday
it.
Night. I just have to go for it. My apologies to anyone. I will say this. This is a PG-13 rated topic, but I just saw this headline, and it's clickbait, but it got me to click. The headline is, this is from the New York Post, woman finds out she has two vaginas while giving birth.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. For 25 years, now, I want to get reaction to this. This is apparently a real story. For 25 years, Brittany Jacobs had no idea she had two vaginas. Until, yeah, she
had the foggiest.
She just did.
Look at that.
Yeah, she did not know that there were two vaginas, right? She had no idea. So she goes into labor, and the nurse says, oh, honey, you have two vaginas, two cervixes, and two uteruses.
Huh.
She's 26 years old. There's a TikTok video that has now racked up over 2.7 million views where this became public. The New York Post story says Jacobs didn't realize she had double anatomy. She had noticed that something was off in her nether regions where she... I'm just reading the story, Sue. This is fact-based. When there was something off in her nether regions where she'd first observed as a young girl that she had two openings. I always believed it was my hymen. As I got older, I thought it was really tough and maybe would just break one day, she told BuzzFeed. She also had another sign that her body was unique. Despite considering herself to have a really high pain tolerance, she always had excruciating periods, which were so bad she said she would cry. So she posted the revelation in response to another TikTok user's prompt clip asking, what is something a doctor completely ignored you about when clearly there was something wrong?
I guess
that would be it, right?
Yeah, I think that would probably be it.
Well, and of course you immediately...
Probably what she's referring to.
The only reaction you can possibly have is put it on TikTok.
Yeah, but how could you get to 26 years old and you're OBGYN or even in a situation where you're being...
There is no way.
Okay. I mean, how is that possible?
It's not.
Don't you have to be...
Well,
if
then,
you're pregnant,
well, then how
you have
do you
to be checked.
This? I don't have to... How do you explain this, Sue?
I don't know. Well, clearly BuzzFeed is the outlet you immediately turn to for answers.
Well, here's in the story what they say is that and this is a clinical professor at Yale, says basically, because what happened with her, she says that they thought it was symptoms of what's called uterus, I can't pronounce that word, D-I-D-E-L-F-Y-S, like didophis or double uterus, which is not a rare occurrence. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did, actually. I did know that.
Look at that.
Of course
Andrew
you know.
That.
Of course I know.
Basically, Dr. Mary Jane Minkin says basically all gynecologists who get to be old see some patients with it in their lifetime. My take-home message is you're not a freak, you're not weird, and by definition, if I've seen something a few times, it's not rare. The condition can occasionally complicate reproductive ability and cause kidney problems. Dr. Meekin says, in this woman's case, her labor doctors cut the septum, dividing her two vaginas, meaning she only has one now so she could give birth. So there you go. And I apologize to everyone, but what makes this story even more interesting...
So it was stopping her from giving birth?
Yeah, I didn't really get that part.
Apparently, maybe the baby couldn't decide which hole to come out of.
Sure.
I'm not sure all the particulars, Andrew, and I'm rather uncomfortable
talking about it. Thanks for asking.
But here's what's even more fascinating about this. I feel like I have, you know, there's some liberty here because I'm not on the AM dial, so...
Oh, yeah.
You're enjoying it.
Maybe I'm going to get into trouble here, but I'm not going to read these stories. I'm just going to tell you what the accompanying headlines are. So if you go to the New York Post and you read this story, most newspapers have, you know, little headlines for other stories that they're going to. So in this particular story, I'm not making it up, Sue. What does it say there? Right there it says, more on vaginas.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It says, more on vaginas. Mm-hmm. And here's the story. Millions of women don't know where their own vagina is located. That's one of the stories.
Okay.
Another one, California police bust cult party with 4-foot model vagina. Boy, if my mom's listening right now in Chicago. Here's another one. Penis microbes may increase the risk of vaginal infections after sex. And then finally, Cardi B gets lip waxed, vagina bleached in cringy video.
Video again.
Video, you say.
Why must we?
I'm not clicking on any of those. I'm just trying to... inform the masses here this afternoon. But that is a crazy story about Brittany Jacobs. And by the way, she's doing great and the baby's doing fine.
Oh, well,
everything
good.
is all well.
There we go. Yeah. Happy ending.
522 97.1 FM Talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Monday afternoon on the show, Missouri Congresswoman Ann Wagner will join me. We'll also talk a little bit more about vaccine passports. And on the topic of the vaccine, in Mississippi, they had 73,000 open vaccine shots and very few takers. Public health experts say the pileup of unclaimed appointments in Mississippi exposes something more worrisome. This is from the New York Times. The large number of people who are reluctant to get inoculated. It's time to do the heavy lifting needed to overcome the hesitancy, said Dr. Obi McNair. Though access remains a problem in rural Mississippi, experts say the state, one of the first to open eligibility to all adults, may be a harbinger of what's to come because a lot of people are not making appointments. Now, we saw a little bit of that here in St. Louis. I want to talk about it. There is a mass vaccination clinic that's underway at the Dome. The first day, not so good. I think the numbers certainly picked up yesterday. Deanna Frazier with FEMA is with us this afternoon. Hey, Deanna, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So if I'm reading the numbers correctly, I think it was only 700 on Wednesday, but you had 2,400 people yesterday, which is approaching what the goal is of 3,000 a day. How did today go?
Today we had about 2,100 by 5 p.m. And yesterday we had 1,186, is that right? 1,197.
So right around 2,000.
1,197, so 1,200.
Oh, I see. I'm not good at math. Yeah, that's a little farther off from 2,000. All right, so that's below where the target is. Is there, I mean, obviously, I just read about Mississippi. There is hesitancy out there. Is it a situation where you think people are holding back or not enough people know about it?
I think that not enough people know about it at this point. People are, however, telling their friends and family after having such a good experience here at the Dome. You know, like I said, we hit 2,100 by 5 o'clock.
Hey, by the way, that's more people than were in for those Rams games in the last few years. So that's a victory in and of itself. You have to look at it that way.
Okay. We can look at it that way, I suppose. But, you know, this morning we only had 430 appointments set. So to get 2,100 people in, those are walk-ins. Those are people who had no plans before this morning to come get their vaccination and decided to do so.
All right. So what's the status right now? Just walk folks through the process. If they're listening, they want to come down to the Dome this weekend. What do they need to do?
Well, we prefer that they register and they can go to Vaccine Navigator. That is the state's website to register for an appointment, or they can call 877-435-8411. But that is not absolutely necessary. You can walk in. Of course, you still have to register once you get on site, and that takes about 5 to 7 minutes to do that. Going through the queue, you know, depending on the time of day that you get here, that can take you just another 10 minutes or so. And going through the vaccination center itself is very quick, 3 minutes, I would say. And then you have a 15-minute wait period in the observation room to make sure that there are no reactions to the shot. And so you can be in and out of here in as little as 30 minutes.
Which shot is being delivered, or their options?
We are delivering the Pfizer shot. So the first 3 weeks, we're delivering first doses. The second 3 weeks, we're delivering the second dose. And then the last 2 weeks, we're going to have Johnson & Johnson. Now, there are some people out there who've already gotten their first shot, but maybe they drove a long way to get that first shot. And now the center is open here at the Dome. We can offer that second shot as long as it's 21 days after their first one and they have their vaccination card with them.
See, that's interesting to me because I was trying to look into this yesterday. I got my shot at Walgreens on North Grand, and I remember signing up. I thought I had made the second appointment, but when I went back into the account, it asked me if I wanted to make the second appointment. It said I couldn't even make it until the 28th of April, which I was confused by. I guess I got it on March 28th. But is that, in that situation, if I wait 21 days after the Moderna dose, I can go somewhere like the Dome?
I think that Moderna is the 28 days, but
okay,
we're only providing
Pfizer. I got you, because you're Pfizer. Right. All right. So that clears up that confusion. That's just the host not listening well enough. So that might make sense. All right. Listen, this is going to go on for how long?
We are here for 8 weeks. That's until June 1st.
Well, good, right? Get people vaccinated. Deanna Fraser with FEMA. Appreciate the time this afternoon trying to get the word out.
Appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for having me on. And tell your family, tell your neighbors, come on down to the Dome.
All right, we got the word out. Absolutely. We'll see how many people take advantage of that. Of course, Gene Evans on the Reardon Roundtable this afternoon did point out that you might be risking your life driving into downtown St. Louis. So
yeah. You
have to weigh that as well. You know, one of the stories, I guess this was the newspaper's take on this, and this caught me off guard to a certain extent at first, but there's never, you guys know this more than certainly than I do, because I've only been down here for 2 weeks, but there's no traffic downtown, right? Nobody's coming downtown.
Well, no, none whatsoever.
Oh, wait, you mean just on a work
day? Typically. Yeah,
okay,
typically.
Yeah.
Well, even on a weekend. So apparently because there's a Cardinals game tomorrow, you have...
The Go Marathon is tomorrow.
And that's people are running in the marathon?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know. Haven't heard a word about that this year. The auto show. Who knew? The auto show is going on.
Yeah, I've seen the ads for that.
You have seen that?
Yeah.
All right. I had no idea. So there's going to be concrete barriers that are going to remain in place because... Those were in place because of all the people speeding and racing.
Well, yeah, they were drag racing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The barriers narrowing traffic to one lane in several spots were installed last summer to reduce reckless driving. One change is the opening of an additional lane on Broadway, one of the streets that have been reduced.
Oh, that's
I've been down
good.
On Broadway forever, so
okay. That's
interesting. All right, I wanted to touch on, two more things related to COVID. I want to get to Ireland here, but I haven't been playing arcade games for a while. Even though I don't play arcade games. But now you can play arcade games in places such as movie theaters, arcades, and bowling alleys as long as the games are in a separate location from the dining and drinking area. This is in St. Louis County, by the way. So some of the curfews are being eliminated. As long as the customers remain socially distanced, wear a face covering, do not consume food or beverages while playing, and the machines are wiped down, which is dumb, in between customer uses. Why are they still doing that?
Thank God the national nightmare is finally over.
Oh, my God. A
we
third change.
We can finally can play arcade games at right. bowling alleys as long as it's not near food.
Yeah, and you, you can go to a movie theater. You can't see a movie, but you can play an arcade game as long as you're not eating. A third change allows those officiating outdoor youth and adult sports to remove their face coverings. Those officiating indoor games must still wear a face covering. Indoor transmission remains high. Higher than out, yeah, we know that. Okay,
I'm just oh my gosh, now I want a cheeseburger from a bowling alley. When's the last time you had? Oh man, and those fries that are specific to the bowling alley, so good.
I went bowling, like, it was one of the last things I did before the pandemic kicked in. My friend Bob Womhoff reminded me of that last week. That was something that we did. Now, I played, did I mention this when I played miniature golf last week on Sunday? They wouldn't even give me a scorecard.
You mentioned that. They wouldn't give you the cardboard scorecard.
Really?
Very dumb.
That's dumb.
What, are you going to add that in your head? Give me a break.
My wife did keep diligent notes in her iPhone because she wanted to beat me, and I think that she did beat me. And then there's Ireland. I saw this story yesterday.
No scorecard.
That's exactly right, Andrew. Thank you. There is no proof of that. There's a guy named Gary Dempsey. You're going to hear from him in a second. He was born in Wexford, Ireland, had a big career in football, you know, not the kind that we play here. Mm-hmm. He played for Everton, maybe. Is it called Everton? And Aberdeen. So he retired from professional sports. He opens a gym in Wicklow. The gyms have been closed. He's been offering workouts to followers, you know, online. This is what people have had to do. So on February 19th, now this goes back a bit, but the reason I'm playing it is because I was unaware that some of the strictest lockdowns in the world have been in Ireland. And they're just now on Monday getting to the point where they're getting kids back to school. And let me see some of the details. You can meet with members of another household in an outdoor setting so long as it's not at home or garden. Only 25 people may attend funerals or weddings. Anything aside from any defined domestic travel and even exercise beyond 5 kilometers is prohibited, and enforcement was dramatically stepped up in January. So a 3.1-mile run is illegal in Ireland. Yeah. The government admitted that saying mass publicly is also an offense. It does say here, Ireland schools have been running, which makes you even more upset because schools aren't running here.
Right.
But this is that guy who played soccer, and these were his frustrations. And again, some of this is starting to unwind and coming to a close. Gary Dempsey.
What about our kids? What about small businesses that are going to be closed now? If we go to the 1st of May, going to be closed for 12, 14 months. Huh? What about us? I am sick of it now. I'm absolutely sick of it. How do they expect us to survive? To pay our mortgage, to pay our rates on our business. Seven grand and €203 a week. That's what I got off the government for being closed for 14 months if we go to May the 1st. Huh? Do we not matter? Does my son not matter? 13 years of age, in his bedroom, 3-4 hours a day doing homeschooling. Can't go and meet his mates for a kickabout on the pitch. Can't go for a game of golf. Can't cycle past 5K. Does he not matter, no? Or my daughter, who used to do gymnastics 4 or 5 times a week, mm-hmm. 11 years of age, who now is a shadow of her former self. She doesn't matter, does she not?
All right, truthfully, I only understood about half of that because of
what,
the accent.
I got
but,
it.
But he, I think he represents what people, even families in this country,
of course.
Are so then the question is, what was interesting? That was a Yahoo story that I was reading from, and they embedded the audio from Gary from the 19th. So the obvious question is what?
Why are the schools closed? No, why are businesses closed? What do you mean?
What's the caseload there? What is it like in Ireland with COVID right now, with all those lockdowns?
Yes.
How successful have they been? So they had a big, big spike in January, like we all did, right? The beginning part of January. But it has been going down and down and down and down. And then if you go to right now, the new case average, the 7-day average is 446. It doesn't have the death numbers, but they're in relatively good shape. I guess my question would be, they're in good shape right now, but if they're going to start opening things up, and my understanding is on a Monday, it's going to open up a little bit and then toward May 1st, what happens if the cases spike?
Well, that's
close
the thing.
It down again.
I mean, you could look at, that's the trouble with it, right? Because you could look at, okay, cases are going down, let's open things back up, but are cases going down only because you haven't been open up, right? Like,
well, because
open it back up.
Because what we've seemed to discover here is that you can close down as long as you want, but then when you open back up, there's going to be a wave. People are going to get this thing.
Sure.
And that's just the way it's been sort of rolling out. So we'll see it. And by the way, it doesn't really say at this point because one of the issues in the European Union has been vaccines. No information on vaccines in Ireland in that particular story, but the death numbers lowest since October, apparently in Northern Ireland in particular. 539, 97.1 FM Talk. Get a Masters update. Audio cut of the day still to come.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Day two of the Masters. Dan Reardon with us this afternoon. No relation for an update. How are you, Dan? Nope, I think I have him on.
Yeah, right, taking a little more of the golf.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Before we get to the leaderboard and the things that have happened today, I have to play this because we talked about it yesterday and Rory commented. He hit his dad. I think it was on hole number seven. It was an approach shot. He was right of the green, and he actually hit his own father, who was walking up the right side of the green, in the leg.
Rory, the approach on seven, did you hit your target there?
That's in fairness. It was where I was trying to turn it off. It was a perfect shot. It was dead straight. But I think he was okay. I don't think he didn't limp away. He walked away pretty swiftly, so that was
I think he said he was kind of aiming for him, too, because he did see him over there. And I have to bring this up, Dan, because I played it a few weeks ago. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he defended this comment. I don't know if you heard about it at the time, but I think this is Justin Thomas. I could be wrong about that. He's having a conversation about pizza, and they were talking about New York pizza.
New York pizza, yeah. Tell you what, we're on this big Domino's kick at the moment. It's so good. I swear to God.
He said, "I'm on a Domino's kick."
Like, if you're like, if you don't know what the really good local pizza place is, yeah, Domino's is like solid.
Yeah,
Domino's is like solid. That's what he said. So, and he goes on Fallon and he doubles down on that. Mm-hmm. And really,
good
pretty
for
much
him.
Stuck. Maybe that's the issue with Rory's golf game. He's eating too much Domino's right
his,
now.
His
Dan.
Order is a deluxe.
Thank you.
With extra everything seems to be extra sausage him. In particular, but then. He just says extra everything.
Listen, I respect the man. He's not from this country. He likes Domino's. Let him have it.
There you go. Is he going to make the cut today, Dan?
Not even close.
That doesn't help.
I didn't get to watch all of today, but I did hear that Justin Rose was off to a bad start. By the time I tuned in, he was doing fine.
Yeah, he had a good back nine. He shot three under par on the back nine, three over in the front nine. Not the kind of round that you expect to put you in position over the weekend, though. It's the wrong kind of momentum. You know, you talked about yesterday, it's a four-day event. I'll tell you this, Mark, your entry looks really good. Not all that, but Shane Lowry and who's your other
Matthew
one?
Matthew Fitzpatrick. He's sitting at even, too. All three of them made the cut, which is a miracle.
All of them in the top 21.
There you go. I should have bet him top 25. But I like my chances, but I'll tell you what, I think Jordan Spieth is set up for a victory here.
Well, you know, I have two takes out of today's round. The first is that the leaderboard has gotten very attractive in terms of name quality. But the other thing is that the players now, the golf course is gettable now because we had a couple of rounds of 66. We had a 67 in there from Justin Thomas. There are good scores. In fact, one of the players you tend to like, Tony Finau, was one of those guys who threw a 66 at the course. So it's not just Jordan Spieth. You know, it's Finau's on the leaderboard. It's Justin Thomas. So there are good names up there. The second question I would have, though, Mark, and I'd be curious about your reaction. seen how the golf course play for a real Masters, does there need to be an asterisk put next to the records that Dustin Johnson set in November? In other words, are they authentic Masters records given the contrast we're seeing this week when the course is gettable, but it's not 20 under par gettable?
Well, right. And I don't know about that because it's just a strange year. But help me out because this golf course is majestic. And you mentioned this yesterday, but maybe I didn't hear you correctly. If you look at the greens right now, and they're rock solid. I think I played on greens like this at Bellerive a couple of years ago. They're brown. They're brownish. So what is that because of the winter and the way that the cold snap down there affected the greens, or is it something else?
Well, you know, I'm going to hold to the position that they're brown because of the camera angle and the thinness of the grass that is typical on a major championship green.
Okay.
That if you see them at the level the players see them, they don't have that kind of brownness to them. Having said that, these greens are as firm as they've had. I think the figure that Fred Ridley quoted is these are the firmest greens they've had since 2013 because the conditions have been so favorable to what they wanted to do in terms of setting these greens up. And there still is a little chance of rain going into Saturday. But yeah, aesthetically, they look bad on camera. I think up close, they're not nearly as bad. And by the way, when we're talking about Dustin Johnson and his record, he's not going to make the cut. He just finished
wow.
on 18, so he's off for the weekend. And he has to stay around because he's got to put the jacket on the winner.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Repeating as champion, he's probably okay with that. And DJ's, I know this is going to be a financial hit for him, not cashing a check at all, but I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, and they mentioned it on the broadcast, you know, he grew up 70 miles from here, so it's, you know, he can spend time with family. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal, I think, though, that as the reigning champion, there was so much talk that he would be able to carry that momentum over a five-month period of time from November and be a real factor going back to back. And just didn't get it done. And that, again, goes to the character of this golf course. I said the course is gettable, but it's also the opposite is true. That's why a player like a Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy, some of these other players that you look at who are not going to make the cut, it's just the golf course that exposes where you are in the game at that period of time. In fact, it's a great story, I think, that Phil Mickelson is going to make the cut.
Hmm. Well, there are some big names that will not make the cut, though. Koepka, but he's hobbled, we know. Rory, you mentioned Sergio, who's won a green jacket.
What happened?
By the way, I picked one Matthew. I picked Fitzpatrick, but I almost picked Matthew Wolf, and it says DQ'd. What did he do?
You know, I don't have the circumstances
wow.
on his DQ. I apologize for that. And he was certainly well down the leaderboard. Not the leaderboard. He was well down on the list. But I do not have the circumstances involving his DQ.
I mean, I made a change in that wager. I'd actually text his name to my friend in Vegas, and then I changed it at the last minute. Dan, awesome to have the updates. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see who is crowned with the championship and is wearing the green jacket on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be fun.
And good luck with the written entry.
I appreciate that. I'll keep you posted.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, we do this every afternoon now that I'm back in the swing of things. And there's a new song. I think this came out a while ago, but Prince has been dead now 5 years. And 60 Minutes is going to do a story on Sunday night. Maybe this one will be non-biased on Prince's new record.
We sat at Prince's soundboard with his longtime keyboardist and musical director, Morris Hayes.
You had to ease into it, you know.
He gave us a preview of that missing album, Welcome to America. Deliriously versatile, Prince wrote the songs, sang the songs, and played most instruments. He asked Hayes to add production value.
Like he said, man, here's the record. I want you to overproduce it. Anything I don't want, I'll take it away.
Well, so and that's going to be fun to see. Here's a little bit of the new song here.
Welcome to America.
Not the best quality here from the 60 Minutes feed, but you can watch the story on Sunday night. Quickly, I want to throw something else in here as we close, but did you find the details, Andrew, of the DQ?
Yes. From the tournament headquarters, following a second round, Matthew Wolff returned a scorecard with a whole score lower than he actually made on hole 17.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
my gosh!
He was disqualified.
That's a bad mistake for a professional golfer.
Hello.
Typically should not do that. Thus, the disqualification.
Wait a minute. Is that common? Do people do that? I've never heard of that.
You know, I mean, you wouldn't think that he would openly try. I don't think he was openly trying to cheat. It was probably a math mistake.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
But
wow,
it's the kind of mistake you can't make because then you get disqualified.
I'm not sure if the caddy was involved or not. All right, we got to go out with this, too, just because it was such a great moment.
You get paid big bucks for a spot just like this.
Just like this one, Mike. You're right. Nolan Arenado. He has a homer, 3 RBIs so far for the Cardinals. Dean leads it first. Arenado hits it deep. Left field. Back to the track. The wall. It's a goner. 2-run homer. Nolan Arenado.
Oh, my God. That was so great. As I was leaving the building, I just got in my car last night. John Rooney, Mike Shannon with the call. Have a great weekend, gang. We'll talk to you on Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I almost said 2. Oh, my. 3 o'clock.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.